Today we are reading at the end of the Upadeshamitra, Upadeshamitra Bhasa by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Om Agena Timirandas Yaganan Sulakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadarhar Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Guru Dev, Srila Acharya Dev ki jai. Gaura Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hare Hare Bo, Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai. So verse 1, Krishna Tara Katha Bhag Veda Tara Nama. Kamera atripte krodha vega mano dhamma shushvaru bojanashila jiva vega dasa atirakti bhokta ye udareti asa yositera britya sraina kamera kinkara upastare vegera abase kandarpatar tatpara echaya vega yara basi sada raya. Say Jana Goswami Kare Pritivi Vijaya. Talking about topics unrelated to Krishna is known as the urge to talk. Frustration of unfulfilled material desires give rise to the urge of anger, and this leads to the degradation of the mind. Those whose nature is to enjoy sumptuous meals are slaves to the urge of the tongue. Such a person who is infatuated with eating simply fulfills the desires of the belly. That drudge of a man who is henpecked by his spouse as a slave to sex desire, such a person acts under the influence of the genitals and is shadowed by the god of lust. One who is able to always control these six urges is a master of his senses or Goswami, and he is able to conquer the world. Verse 2. Atyanta sangrahe yara Sada Chitta Daya Atyahari Bhaktihina Se Sangya Paya Prakritta Vastura Ase Bhogi Yaramana Prayasitahara Nama Ambhaktihina Jana Krishna Katha Chari Jivan Ana Katha Hakahe Bajalpi Tahara Nama Vritta Vakye Vahe Bajanate Udasina Karmate Parvina Bhav Ambarambi Se Niyamagrihi Atidina Krishna Bhakta Sangavina Anya Sangirata Jana Sangi Ku Vishaya Vilase Vivarta Nana Stane Brahmeye Nijas Fartatare Loya Parabhaktihina Sangya Deya Nare E Chaya Nahe Kabu Bhakti Adhikari Bhaktina Laksha Brasta Vishayi Samsari. One whose mind continuously chases after so many things should be understood to be a glutton and bereft of devotion. One who in his mind wishes to exploit material objects is called an over-endeavorer and is devoid of any devotion. One whose tongue speaks nothing about Krishna but engages it in other mundane topics should be considered to be an idle gossip whose mouth is full of pointless gibberish. One who is disinterested in bhajan, but is very expert in other sorts of karmic activities, initiating grandiose projects for prestige, or overly attached to the rules of the sastras, or neglects them altogether, such a person is a rogue. One who neglects the association of Krishna's devotees, and is attached to that of non-devotees, should be held to be a worthless socialite, engaged in material enjoyment. One who mercurially roams around for his own selfish motivations should be known as a capricious non-devotee. These six types of behavior never help one become qualified for devotion. They are the symptoms of a materialist who is without bhakti, damned to endlessly wander in this material world. Verse 3. Bhajane utsaha yara bitare bahire sadurlabha krishna bhakti pave dire dire Krishna Bhakti Pratyara Vishvasa Nishtaya Sharavan Bhaktivam Jana Se Hai Krishna Seva Na Pai Dira Bhaviye Bhaktira Sadanakare Bhaktiman Se Yahate Krishnera Seva Krishnera Santosha se karme vritti sada na karai rosa. Krishnera bhakta jana sanga parihari. Bhaktiman bhakta sange sada bhaje hari. Krishna bhakti yaha hakare tar anusarane. Bhakti mam acharya jivane marane. E chaya jana haya bhakti adhikari. Vishvera mangala kare bhakti parachari. By performing bhajan with enthusiasm, both internally and externally, then gradually one will attain devotion to Krishna, which is very rare to achieve. If one has firm belief in the path of devotion to Krishna, he is certainly a man of faith and devotion. Even if one fails to quickly gain service to Krishna, if one cultivates patience in his devotional practices, then such a person will ultimately be imbued with bhakti. Those that serve Krishna simply to give him pleasure never feel any anger while performing such activities. Rejecting the company of the non-devotees, one who is blessed with devotion should take the association of devotees and always worship Sri Hari. Following the instructions of the pure devotees of Krishna, one who has devotion will always follow the path of bhakti, both in life and in death. Those who imbibe these six qualities become qualified to attain devotion, and their preaching brings auspiciousness to the entire world. Verse 4. Dravyera pradana ara adana karile, gopaniya vakyavyaya ara jigyasile, bhojana karile ara bhoja karuyachale, pitira lakshana hoy jave dui mile. Bhakta jana se priti sanga chaye abhakte apriti kare bhagyavan ye. Giving gifts and receiving gifts, speaking confidentially and inquiring from others, accepting prasadam and feeding others prasad, these are the symptoms of love when two devotees meet. These are the six loving exchanges amongst devotees. Such fortunate souls find no attraction in associating with non-devotees. Verse 5. Krishna saha Krishna nam abhina janiya aprakrita eka matra saranamaniya ye namaloya name dikshita hoya adara karibe mane sagosti janiya namera bhajane ye Krishna sevakare aprakrita raje base sarvada antare madhyama vaishnava jani dara tarapaya anugatya kara tara mama ara kaya namera bhajane ye swarupa labhiya anya vastu nahi deke Krishna teyagiya Krishna tara sambandha na paya jagate sarva jane samabhuri kare Krishna vate tadrisha bhajana vigye janiya abhishta kaya mano vakye seva hoya nivishta shushrusha karibe tanre sarvato bhavete Krishna charana labhya sahaya tata haite. Those that know that Krishna and the holy name are non-different exclusively accept the spiritual practices of devotion. Those who are initiated into chanting the holy name should be given respect from the heart and considered as members of our own family. And one who serves Krishna by practice of nam-bhajan, while always living in the spiritual braja internally, such a person is known as a Madhyam Vaishnav, an intermediate devotee, and one should offer respects at his feet. One should remain subservient to him in both thought and deed. By the process of nam-bhajan, such a devotee attains a swarup and sees nothing but Krishna in all things. Within this material creation, he sees that nothing is separate from Krishna, and all living entities are serving Krishna equally. One should cultivate the desire to know such an advanced soul and become attached to serving him with thought, word, and deed. One must serve such a devotee as much as possible, and by his mercy, one may attain Sri Krishna's lotus feet. Verse 6. Shuddha Krishna Bhakta Tanhara Svabhavika Dosha Aratahara Deha Dosha Na Kariya Rosa Prakrita Darshane Dosha Yari Drishta Hoya Darshanete Aparadha Janibe Nishchaya Hina Adhikari Hoya Mahatera Dosha Siddha Bhakti Hina Jhane Na Pare Santosha Brahma Dravya Gangodaka Pravahe Jakhana Bud Budha Vena Panka Jalera Milan Anya Jala Gangalabe Heya Kabu Naya Tadrupa Bhaktera Mala Kabu Nahi Raya Sarudosha Driste Ye Krishna Agya Tyaji garve bhakta vristohaya mari adomaji. Although natural faults may be found in a pure devotee of Krishna, one must never become disturbed at the bodily defects found within him. If one sees such faults with material vision, know that such a vision is certainly offensive. If one, having insufficient qualification and knowledge, sees the faults of a great devotee who has attained perfection, then one can never become happy and peaceful. The waters of the sacred Ganga are always considered to be divine, although bubbles, foam, and mud may be found within it. When any other water is mixed with the Ganga, it is still never considered to be impure. Similarly, the so-called faults found in a pure devotee will not remain in him. Those that see faults in a sadhu reject the instructions of Sri Krishna. Due to pride, their devotion becomes incinerated, and at the time of death, they fall down. Verse 7. Krishna nama rupa guna lila chatushtaya. Upama mishvira saha swada tulya hoy. Avidya pitera tulya tate jiva tapta. Jivara ashvara shakti tatha hetu supta. Aprakrita jnani yadi lao se nam nirantara nam laya chade apida pida dama nama mishra krame krame vashana samiya name ruchi karaibe kalyana aniya. Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes are all comparable to the sweetness of sugar candy. Ignorance is compared to the disease of jaundice which inflicts the tongue. Such a disease arrests the tongue's power of taste. If one accepts the holy name and chants it constantly, then the disease of ignorance will vanish. Gradually, that sweet-like name of Krishna will pacify all material desires, and the taste for the holy name will bring all auspiciousness. In verse 8, Krishna nama rupa guna lila chatushtaya guru muke sunile kirtana udaya akirtita haila krame samaranga paya kirtana smarana kale krame patte hidaya jita ruchi jana jiva mana amilaya krishna anuraga vraja jana nusmariya nirantara vraja vasa manasa vajan e upadesh shara karaha krahana. When Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes are heard from the lotus mouth of Sri Guru, then real kirtan actually manifests. As such divine glorification increases, one then attains the various stages of smarn, remembrance of Krishna's pastimes. At that time, by cultivating kirtan and smarn, one gradually advances. With their mind and their tongue, those who have come to the stage of jataruchi, the awakening of love for Krishna, adore Krishna and meditate upon the residence of Braja. Constantly residing in Braja and worshipping it within one's mind, one should accept this decree that is the quintessence of all divine instructions. Verse 9. Vaikuntha hoite shrestha matura nagari janama labila yata Krishna chandra hari matura hoite shrestha vrindavana dham yata sadiyache hari arasotsava kam vrindavan hoite shrestha govardhana shaila ngiridhari gandharvika yatha kridha kaila govardhana hoite shrestha radha kunda tatha premamrite bashaila gokula lampata govardhana giri tatha radha kunda chari anyatra ye kareni jakunja pushpa bari nibodha tahara sama keha nai ar kunda tira sarvottama Stana Premadar. The town of Mathura is higher than Vaikuntha, since this is where the moon-like Sri Krishna Hari appeared. Greater than Mathura is Sri Vrindavan Dham, because it is there that Hari held his Rasa festival. Superior to Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, where Giridhari and Gandharvika perform their playful pastimes. Higher than Govardhan is the bank of Radhakund, where that divine debauchee of Gokul has released a flood of nectarian bliss. Which person would make a kunja or flower garden anywhere else than Radhakund at the foot of Giri Govardhan? Surely such a fool cannot be found, since the banks of Sri Radhakund are the very foundation of prema. Verse 10. Sattva guna adishtita punyavana karmi Hari Priya Janabali Gaya Savadharmi Karmi hoite jnani hari priyatara jana sukhaboga buddhi jnani nakare ganana jnana mishra bhava chari mukta jnani jana parabhakti samashray hari priyana bhakti man jana hoite prema nishta shrestha prema nishta hoite gopi shri hari raprishta gopi hoite shri radhika krishna priyatama Sri Radha Sarasri Priya Hoya Tanara Sama Se Kunda Ashraya Chari Kon Muta Jana Anyatra Vashriya Chaya Harira Sevana. Those karmis who are situated in the mode of goodness and are the abodes of righteous activities are dear to Lord Hari. This is the statement sung by all those who are well versed in religious matters. Yet even dearer to Hari than the karmis are the jnanis, for they find happiness in intellectual pursuits and care for nothing else. Those liberated jnanis who have abandoned the path of devotion mixed with knowledge and have taken shelter of the path of exclusive devotion to the Supreme are closer to Hari. But those who are imbued with devotion or are fixed in love for the Lord or Premanishta are considered to be the greatest. And amongst those who are fixed in divine love, the gopis are considered be the most beloved of Hari. Amongst all the gopis, Sri Radhika is the most beloved of Krishna, and Sri Radhika Kunda is equally as dear to him. Which foolish person would not take shelter of that Kunda and would desire to reside anywhere else to perform service to Lord Hari? Verse 11. Srimati Radhika Krishna Kanta Shiromani Krishna Priyamadi Tanhara Samanahi Dani Muni Gana Shastra Radha Kundera Varnane Gandharvika Tulya Kunda Karaye Ganane Naradari Priya Varge Ye Prema Dorlaba Anya Sadake Te Taha Kabuna Sulaba Kintu Radha Kunda Snan Ye Janakare Madhurara Se Te Tara Snane Siddhidare Aprakrita Bhave Sada Yugala Sevana Rara Para Padmalabe Se Harijana Sri Varsha Banavikare Daitya Dasare Kundatire Snana Dive Anijana Kare Upadesh Amrita Baksha Karila Durjana Patakali Harijana Kariya Sodana Upadesh Amrita Dare Rupa Nuga Bhave Jivana Yapile Krishna Kripa Se Pare Satya Treta Dwarpare Ye Sakala Bhakta Krishna Kripta Labiyache Krihasta Virakta Bhavikale Vartamane Bhaktira Samjana Samaja Sakalera Pararaja Yache Dina Aja Bhakti Vinoda Prabhu Anuga Ye Jana Daitya Dasera Tanhara Pare Nivedana Dayakari Dosha Hari Pala Hari Hari Upadeshamita Vari Shiro Paridari Srimati Radhika is the most illustrious amongst the dearest gopis of Krishna. Amongst all those who are the beloved of Krishna, no one is equal to her in beauty or in good fortune. The sages and the sacred scriptures have declared that Sri Radhakund is in every way non-different from Gandharvika Radhika. Divine love is difficult to attain, even for Narada and other devotees that are very dear to the Lord. Therefore, it is never achieved by other sadhakas. However, if they bathe in the waters of Radhakund, they will attain perfection in the mellows of divine conjugal love for Krishna or Madhurya Ras. Such servants of Hari will receive the transcendental mood to serve the divine couple at the lotus feet of Sri Radha. When will Sri Vishwabhanavi make this servant of her beloved Daichadas her own and allow him to bathe on the banks of Radhakund? This unfortunate soul has composed the Upadeshamrita Bhasa. O devotees of Lord Hari, kindly purify these verses at the time of reciting them. By applying these immortal instructions to one's life and accepting the mood of the followers of Sri Rupa, one can attain the mercy of Krishna. All the devotees that appeared in such a yuga, Treta Yuga and Dwarpa Yuga, attained the mercy of Krishna and were able to retire from household or ashram. Today this fallen soul begs for the dust of the lotus feet of all those devotees that are presently manifest in the Vaishnava community and all those that will appear in the future. Daitridas offers his prayers at the feet of those that have surrendered to his divine master Srila Bhaktivinoda. Showing compassion to others, leaving aside all vices, please chant Hari Hari and accept the waters of these ambrosial instructions, Sri Upadeshamrita, upon your head. Jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. So, the end of the Upadeshamrita. Very heart-stirring instructions, reaching deep into the heart of the devotee to guide him in his progress in devotional life. Negative and the positive, both ideas are necessary, both descriptions are necessary, what we have to avoid and what we have to embrace. Rupa Goswami had summarized bhakti in two sentences: to accept everything favorable for devotion and to reject everything unfavorable for devotion. Two principles. All of bhakti is summarized. So we have to know those things that are favorable and as well as those things that are unfavorable for devotion. And then in our whole life, to practice just these two principles, that will be sufficient. Be considered bhakti yoga, a follower of bhakti yoga. Questions or comments? You can take this book as a handbook. A good handbook could be read over and over again to enthuse the heart. Take up the process of bhakti yoga, devotional service. But to keep these things in mind, fresh in mind. All right. Then my dandavats to you.
Dandavats, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Dandavats.
Dandavats.